Have you guys ever been out to maybe a date or a meeting where you're sitting there and you realize, wow, this person is so not into what I'm selling right now?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tap another show a few times while telling stories.
Uh-huh. You guys don't like any of my stories ever.
I'm sorry. I checked out right there when you were talking.
That's what I thought.
It sounds like that's kind of what happened to Justine on her date. It is the 7:30 second date update. Let's say good morning to Justine. Hi, Justine.
Hi, good morning.
So I was just reading your Facebook message you sent us, but you met Alex on Tinder, is that correct?
Yes, I did. Desperate times, desperate measures, right?
Oh, amen.
So I took the leap and I signed up for Tinder, and he actually was one of the first guys that I saw on there, and we both matched, and he was really sweet, and we decided to meet up like pretty much the next night. It was like on a Thursday. And so we met up on Friday, and we had a great time, and we went out for dinner, and he was really sweet while we were texting, but it was weird. Like in person, he was kind of standoffish, you know, and granted, I didn't know him very long, but I think, you know, when you're on a date, you're not really supposed to be like taking your phone out and being rude and kind of like not questions. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
And so I had like a really weird vibe, but you know, I would definitely like to go out with him again. I was super attracted to him, and when he was talking, he was pretty funny. So I don't know what to do. I'm hoping you guys can help me because a second date would be pretty cool.
You know, and it's weird because I have had those moments where I thought someone like really isn't too into what I'm saying or talking about. They seem uninterested. And then you find out, wow, they really were interested, or they were listening, and it was just maybe something that I had going on inside me that made me feel like, wow.
You were projecting your insecurities onto them.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, like you said, Justine, it was the first date. Maybe you were nervous. You were afraid he wasn't buying into it. And really, he was all about it the whole time. Who knows, right?
I mean, I hope so. I would love that to be the case. I mean, why not? I mean, I want to brag, but like, I'm pretty and I'm, you know, I'm fun to talk to. Like, I
love this girl. Yeah. I love like the confidence.
And you are fun to talk to. So we'll get Alex's number from you and we're going to just call him up and see why he hasn't called you back.
Okay. Let's do it.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update with John and Justin. Today we've been trying to help out Justine, who met Alex on Tinder, and the two went out for dinner, and Justine was like, wow, Alex was so engaged and sweet when we were texting beforehand, but at dinner, a little standoffish, not as warm as she was hoping for. Although when he did talk, he was charming.
Right.
He was an animal lover. He was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just hoping for a date number two to see if maybe they both can kind of relax. Justine, did I get all that correct?
You did. He was sweet. He was an animal lover. He was good looking. He was pretty much everything that I was hoping to find on Tinder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like no word from him and like really no indication that he wasn't into me. So just kind of confused, and I have faith in you guys. You'll figure it out for me.
Okay, so we were able to get Alex on the line, so I'm going to pick up with him, but just don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Alex, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
You're on the air right now with John and Justin. Jackson's here as well, Mix 105.1. Thanks for agreeing to be on.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Hey, did you have a good Memorial weekend?
I did. It was great, yeah.
Awesome.
Took a couple cookouts.
Oh, cool. Right on. Did you bring any dates to the cookouts, or did you kind of go stag?
I brought a date to one.
Okay. Are you kind of a man who's been out on many dates, a serial dater right now?
Oh, yeah.
I do my best, you know.
Well, one of those dates was with actually a friend of ours. Her name is Alex, and, you know, you haven't called Alex back, and that's why we're calling you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Alex thought the date was okay. Like, she knows that it wasn't the best, but, you know, that's how first dates go. But she was really hoping for another date. And, you know, you haven't been calling her back or responding to her text messages.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we ask why? Because, like, you know, Alex is a little curious. Like, she's going, wait, what happened? Like, you're agreeing that you were a little standoffish.
Well, you know, she, Justine looked great in her Tinder profile. And then, you know, and then she shows up and her mouth is full of braces.
Yeah.
So? You know, not really. I'm not really an adult with braces guy.
That's the only flaw, though?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the deal breaker for me.
But they're temporary.
Yeah, but I'm, nah. No, I need to need I need no braces.
So you're telling me, like, personality wise, Justine's great. Like, she's beautiful. You saw her photos. It's just that she had braces on at dinner, and that's why you're not calling her back?
Yeah.
That's so messed up. What is this, fourth grade? Like, she sounds super
cool. Well, no, is she in fourth grade? That's when you get braces.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You know what? Yeah. Man, Alex, usually I hate to do this, but I don't mind doing it this time. Justine's actually been listening on the other line. Hey, Justine.
Oh. Well, she knows she wears braces, so I don't know.
Wow. Seriously? Like, you're that shallow? I have braces on for a year. It's not permanent. It's not like I have a tattoo on my forehead. They're freaking braces. Are you joking?
Well,
and you're not that great. I mean, you're good looking, but, like, who are you to judge me? The hell is your problem?
All right, well, if you want to talk in a year, we can talk in a year.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with this guy?
Justine, is this the kind of guy that you were having dinner with? Like, who is like this? Like,
no, this was not him in the text. This was not him on the date. He was not a jerk like this. This is, like, I'm pretty blown away because, like, somebody of your age would be upset about braces. Like, what is that crap about the fourth grade? I'm an adult, and I take pride in how I look, and I want to look good. I want my teeth to look good. Who the hell are you to judge me? I wouldn't even want to.
I just don't know why you misrepresent yourself on Tinder.
Like, let's just and forget it right now.
Why not post a picture? If you're so proud of your braces, then put a recent picture of yourself on Tinder.
Well, I didn't think I would meet a jerk like you that would actually be that shallow and care, but okay.
You know, I'm able to kind of read between the lines here, so I'm going to go ahead and go out and say we're not interested in another date, Justine. Is that correct?
I would never be interested. I would never go out with a guy like him ever again. I don't care if he was the last guy on earth.
I'll send you a link to Invisalign.